Shasiluminary.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Hillel Yosef Pfeiffer. Maseches Zvachim is dedicated to Le'ilui Nishmas Rabbi Chil Michel ben Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda Karfunkel.
Zvachim daf pei tes. The Mishnah says, Kol atodir mechaveiroi koidem es chaveiroi. Anything that's more todir than another thing, that goes first. Hatamidin koidem in the musafin, musafei Shabbos koidem in the musafei reish chaydish. Musafei reish chaydish koidmen le musafei reish hashanah shenemar milavad oilas habeik asher lo oilas hatamid tasu es eila. The Gemara explains that how do we know that this halacha of todir applies even from musafin to musafin? Maybe only the tamidin go before the musafin. Rashi says because it's tamid b'chol yoyim hilka chashiv tadirusa didei. How do you know that even the Musafei Shabbos go before the Musafei Reish Chaydesh, the Musafei Reish Chaydesh go before the Musafei Reish Hashanah? So the Gemara has two Mahalchim. The first Mahalach is a Cheshbin, Ayin Sham. The second Mahalach, Abaye, says that we know it from the Pasuk itself, because the Pasuk could have said, Milavad Eilas HaBeker. It could have just said, in Bamidbar, Chof Ches, Chav Gimel, Milavad Eilas HaBoker, Tasu Es Eila. And from there I would know that Tmidin, Koidman Lemusafin. Why does the Torah have to add Asher Lo Eilas HaTomid? It's coming to teach me a klal that the Hach, the Tadira Tiktim. That the thing that's more Tadir, any time you have something more Tadir than another, that comes first. And from here, we know there's a klal in Shas, of Todir Shenei Todir Todir Kaidim, and that's learned out from here. The Marshal, the Gemara and Brachis Nun Aleph Amid Beis explains that why does Beis Hillel say that when you make Kiddush on Shabbos, the bracha on the Yayin goes before the bracha on the Yom of Shabbos? Because the Brichas Hayayin Tadira, Ubrichas Hayayim Eino Tadira, Vitodir Shenei Todir Todir Kaidim. It's a klal in Shas, Todir Shenei Todir Todir Kaidim, and this is the Makar. Comes along Taisvis and Dibra Maskel Kol HaTodir and asks a famous question that in Perek Tobin Nishchat in Psachim Daf Nun Ches Amid Beis, the Gemara says, Tanu Rabbanon Minayin Shelo Yehei Dover Koidim LeTomid Shal Shachar. How do you know that there shouldn't be anything done before the Tomid Shal Shachar? Tamud Loimar Va'orach Oleho Ho'oilo. The Pasuk says, in Parshas Tzav, Kapitel Vav, Pasuk, Hey, it says, V'ho'esh al ha-mizbeach tukad bay lo'isich be, uvir aleha ha-koyin eitzim ba-boiker ba-boiker, v'orach oleha ha-oila, v'hikter oleha chel v'yashlamim. So from the Pasuk of V'orach oleha ha-oila, we learn out that there shouldn't be anything done before the Tomid Shal Shachar. The Gemara explains, what's the drasha? My Talmud or my Rava? Ha'ayla, since it says ha'ayla with a hey hayadia, so we say it's referring to ayla rishayna. It's referring to the first ayla, which is mentioned in the parsha of the Karbanais in Pinchas. In Kapitel Chavches, Pasuk Aleph, and the Hemshech over there, the first carbon that it talks about over there in the parish of the Karbanais is the carbon tamid. So that's the oila rishayna. So when it says v'arach aleha ha oila with the hey hayadia, it means the carbon tamid. So that's the first thing that's the first carbon that's brought in the morning. Fractaisvis. So why over here does the Mishnah need a reason that the tamidin go before the musafin? Because of the din of Todir v'sheinai Todir Todir Kaidim, typically that the Musafin can't go before the Tamid because of the Pasuk of Ha'ayla, Ayla Rishayna, that the Ayla has to be first. Taisus gives two terutzim to this question. Taisus' first answer is V'yesh loimar de Ha'ayla, Ayla Rishayna lehaktamas haktara, de bahaktara ayri, ukra, the hachal lahakdam ashchita, the tasu es eile vaasiyah the dam airi. Zok taisvis that va'arach aleha ha'oila, in that pasuk it's talking about haktara. It's talking about Haktar over there. So that pasuk is telling me that the first thing that you're makdir, the first carbon that you're makdir in the day has to be the carbon tamid. And only after that can you be makdir other things. However, this, that when it comes to the shechita, that the shechitas hatamid has to be before the musaf, that you wouldn't know from the pasuk of Arach Aleh Ha'ayla. That's where our pasuk comes in, which is talking about the asiya. It's the lashon of the pasuk is milvad eilas abeka asher leilas hatamid tasu es eila. The asiya is going on the asiyas hadam. Those avodas that have to do with the dam, that's the ikar asiyas hakarbon. The kapar of the carbon comes with the dam. So the shechita of the tamid has to go before the musif. That comes from this pasuk of milvad eilas abeka. Rabbi Chanan in Kevich Yurim in Psachim in Ois Reish Dalid asks on this Teretz of Taisis that since, as we just mentioned before, that our Mishnah is a Mikar to Kol HaTorah Kula, that Tadir V'Sheinai Tadir, Tadir Kaidim, so if we're learning out to Kol HaTorah Kula, to any mitzvah that's Tadir, goes before something else that's not Tadir, so why wouldn't Haktara be included in that? Why should Haktara be different than any mitzvah that we learn out from Avodas Hadam? It says Tasu, which is going on the Asiya of the Dam, the Ikar Asiya Sakarbon. But since from there we learn out to Kol HaTorah Kula, so why should Haktara be any worse? So who needs Varach Aleh Ha'ayla to tell me that the Haktara Satam, it has to be first? Typically, that the Haktara Satam, it has to be first, Al Tadir. He doesn't say a teretz to this question. Tosis in the second teretz says, B'shem Rabbeinu Chaim, that the pasuk of Ha'ayla is necessary to tell me that the Tamid goes before even the Minchas Chavitin. Als the din of our Mishnah of Tadir, you wouldn't be able to learn that out because the Minchas Chavitin was also done every day like the Tamid. And Tosis says, it's Muchach like this. Teretz in Yuma, in Perak, Omer Lehem HaMemuna, Daf Lamedal Ramad Aleph, the Gemara says over there, Evarim Kaidman Lemincha, the Tanya, Minayin Shaloyehe Davar, and it brings Rava's Memra, and it's talking about the Minchas Chavitin over there. So you see that the Gemara in Yuma is using it to the Pasuk of Arach Aleha Ha'ayla, Ha'ayla, Ayla Rishayna, to explain why the Talmud has to go before the Minchas Chavitim. So, Eino Chanami. When it comes to the Musafin, where the Talmud is more Tadir, that we know from our Pasuk. But when it comes to the Minchas Chavitim, which is just as Tadir as the Talmud, so our Pasuk is not sufficient. So for that you need, Varach Aleha Ha'ayla, to tell me that Ha'ayla, Ayla Rishayna, it goes even before the Minchas Chavitim. And our pasuk is coming to teach me a klal of in Kol HaTorah Kula that Tadir V'Sheinai Tadir, Tadir Kaidim. And Achanami, for the Musaf itself, you would know it anyway, Al Tzahayla Ayla Rishayna. But you need this pasuk to tell me the din of Tadir V'Sheinai Tadir, Tadir Kaidim in Kol HaTorah Kula. Rav Beryl asked on this Teretz of Taisvis that, why do you need the pasuk of Ha'ayla Ayla Rishayna to tell me that the Tamid goes before the Minchas Chavitin, typically als the din of the next Mishnah? At the bottom of the Amud, it says that Minei Damim go before Menachais. Ha'ayfis Kaidman the Menachais, from Teshahain Minei Damim. Something that's a min damim, it has dam, that goes before a mincha. Als the din of kol ha-mekudesh mechaveiroi kaidem es chaveiroi. And the din of mekudesh, said Rav Beryl, al karchach, that's a din d'iraisa. Because we know that tadir, v'she'enai tadir, tadir kaidem, that comes from a pasuk of milvad eilas ha-baiker. And the Gemara later on Daf Tzadi Amid Beis, declares Ibayunhu Tadir Umukudish Aizim Hen Kaidim. Tadir Kaidim Ishum de Tadir Aidilma Mukudish Kaidim de Kaddish. Says Rav Beryl, if the din of Kala Mukudish Mechavere, Kaidim is Chavere would only be a din Drabanon, then of course the Maila of Tadir outweighs the Maila of Mukudish. If you see the Gemara is clearing which one is Kaidim, obviously the din of Mukudish is also a Deiraisa. So since it's Mavur in the Mishnah that Mine Damim have a Kedusha over Menachais, so anyway the Tamid, which is a Min Damim, should go before the Minchas Chavitin. So what do you need Ha'ilayla Rishayna for? So he vies that Taisis in Menachis, Daf Mem Tesam Ad Aleph, and Divar HaMaschal Tamid Loimar, Takis says, when he brings this teretz, that the Talmud goes before the Chavitin from the Pasuk of Ha'ila Ila Rishayna. Zaktaisis umehacha gamrinon lechol minei domim dekad mi lemenachais. The tnan beperakol atodir ha'ayfa is kaid min lemenachais, shahalolu minei domim, v'iloi mehacha minolei ha. Zaktaisis, amir dekachidish. How does the Mishnah over here by us know that minei domim go before Menachais? The Gemara knows it from that drush of Ha'ilayla Rishayna, which tells me that the Talmud goes before the Chavitin. That's Gufo the Mekar of the Mishnah, that Ha'ifais Kaidman Menachais, because they are Minei Damim. What I don't understand is that, what about the rest of the Mishnah? There's a whole list of things that the Mishnah says. Kol ha'makudish mechaveira kaidem eschaveira dam achatos kaidem ledam ha'oila mepnei shu meratzei vorei oila kaidmen leimurei chatos mepnei shu kolo le'ishim chatos kaidem eslo'osha mepnei shadom enitan ledalit kronis al ha'yesoid, etc. So where do we know all these dinim from? The teretz is, the Gemara says at the top of Pei Tesamid Beis, minani mili, Zok Rashi, how do you know that Dam Chatos goes before Dam Oila and Evare Oila go before Emurei Chatos? And the Gemara learns it out. Because Mitzad Echad it says, Ufarsheni ben Bokar Tikach Lechatos. So what's the Pasuk telling us? If it's coming to teach us that there are two of them, it already says, Vaseh so Echad Chatos, Vaseh Echad Oila. So what's it telling me, Ufarsheni ben Bokar Tikach Lechatos? The Teretz says, I would think that Chatos should be go before Kol Maisei Oila. And now we're saying, no, Farsheni ben Bakar tikach lechatos. The chatos should be a Parsheni. But if I only had the pasuk of Parsheni, I would think that the oila goes before the chatos lechol maaseha, even in the Zrika. Talmud loimar vaseh so echod chatos so echod oila. No, the chatos should be four. Hoketza dam chatos kedemis ledam oila mapnei shemeratze. And evari oila go before they mure chatos, because it's kol leishim. So, lechaira, that is the Mekar, that Kol HaMekudesh Mechaveirai Kaidem Eschaveirai. And from there we learn out to all the other cases of the Mishnah. Since we have a Stira, Mitzad Echad it says that the Chatos is first, Mitzad Sheni it says that the Oila is first. Zal Karchach, what the Torah is telling me is that there's a Klal, that whatever's more Mekudesh than the other thing, that goes first. So in the Dam, the Chatos is more Mekudesh because it's Meratzah. In the Emurim, the Oila is more Mekudesh because it's Kol Le'ishim. From there we learn out a klal to Kol HaTeira Kula, that Kol HaMekudesh Mechaveirai Kaidem Eschaveirai. And that's how we know all these dinim of the Mishnah, that Chatos goes before Asham, and Asham goes before Taidav El Nazir, etc. So why does Eifais go before Menachais? Because they're Minei Damim, Zokdrashi, Kaporoson, Meruba. That's a Svara. Minei Damim is a Svara that it's more Mekudesh. So why is Taisvis saying in Menachis that the Mekar, that Minei Damim, go before Menachais, is from the Pasuk of Arach Aleha Ha'ayla, which tells me that the Talmud goes before the Chavitin. Typically, als the Algemeine Drosh of Kol HaMekudesh Mechaveri Kedem Eschaveroi, the same way I know that a Chatos goes before a Asham, and a Asham goes before Toidav El Nazir. There's no special psukim for those halachis. The teretz is that the psukim of Amud Beis teach me a klal that kolam kudosh mechaveri kaidem eschaveri. And the Shagasariya in Simen Chav Ches proves from the Gemara Daf Tzadi Aleph Amud Aleph that the klal of Mekudesh is a klal in Kol HaTeira Kula, not only by Karbonis. The Gemara wants to bring a raya that, by Legabi the Sugya, the Shail of Toderu Mekudesh, what comes first? The Gemara wants to say, you see that the Birchas Hayayin by Kiddush goes before the Birchas Hayoyim. even though the Birchas Hayoyim is Mekudesh, that has to do with the Kedusha of Shabbos, the Birchas Hayayin is Todir and goes first. So you see that the Klal of Mekudesh is not only a Din in Karbanis, it's a Din in Kalatayra Kula. So why is Taisus saying that this, that Minei Damim, go before something that's not a min dam, needs its own unique pasuk of varach aleha ha'ayla. This is a tzarachian. Also, it bothers me why Rav Beryl needed to prove that Mekudesh is a din dairaisa from the fact that the Gemara has a shayla, what goes first, toderu Mekudesh. Of course, Mekudesh is a din dairaisa. That's the psukim on Amid Beis. The Mikdash David in Simen Tes, Ois Aleph, wants to suggest another answer to Taisa's question, why do we need Varach Aleha Ha'ayla? Ha'ayla Ayla Rishayna Tepek Le'alt Malvaday Lasa Boiker, the din of Todir Kaidim. Zokta Mikdash David, that als the din of Todir V'shenei Todir, Todir Kaidim, that just tells me that you can't do the Einai Todir first. But what if you want to do the Todir and the She'enoi Todir B'vas Achas? What if you want to do them at the same time? He says that's no problem. But now that there's a din of Ha'ayla, Ayla Rishayna, that says that the Ayla has to be the first thing. So you can't even do the Musif with the Tamid B'vas Achas. However, Rabbi Chanan in Psachim Ois Reish Hei argues on the Mikdash David and holds that to do Tadir and She'enei Tadir B'vas Achas, you'd be over on an assay. The Torah is telling me, Milvadei Lasan Baker, that Tadir Kaidim, you'd be over on an assay. And he brings from Taisus at the beginning of Tmura, B'Shem the Yerushalmi, that if a person's Makdim Truma L'Bikurim, if he does it B'vas Achas, he's not over the Lav of Loisa Acher. But he's still Ivran and Asay because he should have been Makdim the Risha and the Shani. So he says over here also, since there's a mitzvah to be Makdim the Todir, so he's Ivran and Asay if he brings them of Asacha. So according to Rabbi Chanan on that terence of the Mikdash David won't work. Another Mahalach to answer Taisus Kasha says the Chazanish in Minachais Simen Lamed Gimel Ois Yud, based on the Rambam, who says in Perek Tes, Halacha Beis and Halacha Gimel, Mehilchas Tmidin Musafin, when he's talking about the din that the Musaf of Shabbos goes before Reish Chodesh and the Musaf of Reish Chodesh goes before Reish Hashanah, the Rambam's Lashon is V'keitzad Sidur Hakravasan, Musaf Shabbos Tchila, V'acharav Musaf HaChodesh, V'acharav Musaf Yamtif, Shekolat Todir Mechaveirai Kodem Es Chaveirai, V'chein V'chulei, says the Rambam in Halacha Gimel, Ovar oi shochach v'shochat eshe einoi todir, oi apachos b'kedusha t'chila. What if a person was over, or he forgot, and he shechted the einoi todir, or the einoi mekudesh first, makrivai? So he brings it, v'achakach shechit es ha-todir eis ha-mekudesh. But the evid, if a person was over or he forgot, and he shechted the einay todir, einay mekudesh first, so he continues the akrav of the carbon, and then he brings the todir and the mekudesh afterwards. What about b'nei geya, the halacha, if a person would bring the musif, or a carbon, before the tamid of the morning? What's the halacha then? Do you also say that b'di'eved, if he brought the musaf before the tamid and he shechted it, that he should be goymer the hakrava? This is a shayla of the Mishnah Lamelech in Perak Aleph, halacha gimel mehilchas tmidin u'musafin, zokt the Chazanish that it's meduyik in the Rambam that over there you would stop the hakrava of the musaf and bring the Tamid first. Why? Because the Rambam's Lashon over there is Lefisha Osur in Perek Aleph Halacha Gimel Mehilchas Tmidin Musafin Lefisha Osur LaHakriv Karban Klal Koidim Tamid Shal Shachar. Over there the Rambam uses a Lashon of Osur. over here in Perek Tes Halacha Beis, when he's talking with the din of Todir, he says, he calls it V'keitzad Sidur Hakravasan. It's a Seder in the Hakrava. The Ram doesn't use a Lashon of Aser, but when it comes to the din, that you can't bring something before the Tamid Shal Shachar, over there the Rambam uses a Lashon of Iser. Lefisha Aser Lahakrav Karban Klal Kaidim Tamid Shal Shachar. Zakta Chazanish, that by the Tamid you have two dinim. You have the regular din Kedima of Tadir, and that's in the Asiyas Hadam, like Taisa said. And then you also have the din of Arach Aleha Ha'ila Rishayna, which is a mitzvah kvua in the Haktaras HaTamid, that must be the first thing that's burnt on the Maracha. Not mitzad kedima, but a mitzvah kvua. So even if a person was over and he shechted another carbon, he can't be makter them first because he's being mevatel the mitzvah of Ayla Rishayna. So since there's a mitzvah of Haktara, of the Tamid to be first, so even if he shechted another carbon first, he should be memareis bedamai, shecht the Tamid, spritz it, and be makter it. Even though, l'chaira, why can't you continue the avoid of the carbon that you did first and do this rika and just wait with the haktaras evarim? Zakta chazanisht, but still, since the haktar of the Tamid is a chayva to be first, so shapir roi lahafsik, it's roi to be mafsik right away, and go do the Tamid, and be shaychit, be zayrik, and do the haktaras ha-Tamid, and then continue with the zrika and the haktar of the next carbon. So that's the nafgamina that comes from ha'oil oila rishayna to tell me that even if you brought another carbon first, you should be mafsik in the middle. To summarize, we have four terutzim on this question of why do we need milvado ilas habayker and also varach aleha ha'ayla ha'ayla ayla rishayna. Taisvis, first teretz is that milvado ilas habayker is talking about the asiyas hadam, like the shechita. The varach aleha ha'ayla is talking about the haktara. Taisvis, second teretz is that we need varach aleha ha'ayla to tell me that the Tamid goes before the Minchas Chavitim, which is just as Tadir as the Tamid, because it was Bechol Yoim. The Mikdash David is suggesting a Teretz that we need Varach Aleha Ha'ila to tell me that you can't even do it B'vas Achas, because that's the din of Tadir Kaidim. The Iker Hakpada is just that you can't do the Einai Tadir first, but as long as you do it B'vas Achas, it's fine. Comes along Varach Aleha Ha'ila and tells me, no, Ha'ila Ila Rishayna. And the Chazanish is saying that the nafkamina is that when it comes to the din of Tadir Kaidim, b'di'evet, if a person shechted einay Tadir first, then he just continues the akrava. But now that there's a din of Arach Aleha Ha'ayla, Ha'ayla Ayla Rishayna, which tells me that the Aktaras Atamid has to be first, so then even if a person shechted another carbon first, he's mafsik, he stops in the middle, he's memareis bedamai, and you shech the Tamid, your Zayrikit, and our Makdarit, and then you continue the other carbon. May inyin le'inyin ba'isai inyin. The Mishnah in Tamid, Perek Beis Mishnah Aleph, says that ho'evarim v'aptarim shleinis achlu mi ba'erev solken oison al tzidei ha'mizbeach v'chulei. And then the Mishnah says later, ho'evarim v'aptarim shleinis achlu mi ba'erev machzirin oison l'ma'arocha v'itzisu shtei ma'arachais be'esh. Says the Mefarish over there, in Dibur HaMaschil ho'evarim, nirali dafka l'achar she'ektiru evarei tamid, de'en shum davar yecholin lahakter b'ma'aracha zu koidem evarei atamid d'chziv orach aleha ha'ayla ayla rishayna. Zok the Mefarish achidish, that the Mishnah says that Evarim and Pdorim that were not consumed at night, so we put them back onto the Marocha, Zokta Mefarish, but that's only after they burnt the Evarei Atomit, because you can't burn anything b'Marocha Zu, on this Marocha, before the Evarei Atomit, else the din of Arach Aleha Ha'ayla, Ayla Rishayna. However, in the Rosh, over there in the Perish HaRosh, in Dibra Maslum Achzirin Aysan, he says De'ein bozeh mishum shlo yiyah dover koidim letomit shal shachar. Da'haynu dafka bekarbin sheyikrav hayoim. There's no problem in putting the Eivarim Uptarim shlo nesachlu mi bo'erev back onto the Maracha before the Eivarei HaTamid were burnt, because that halacha is only on a carbon sheyikrav hayoin. What does the Rosh mean? Says Rav Beryl, you could explain the Rosh in one of two ways. One way is that he means, like the Tosfos Yeshanim says in Yuma Lamedalet Amud Aleph, Dibra Maschol Ha'ilah Ilon Rishayna, that Va'afal Gav the Hector Eivarim Uptarim Kol Alayla Kaidim LeTamid Soif Avoida De Yemama De Esmail Hi. Zakta Tosfos Yeshanim that the whole din of Ha'ilah Ilon Rishayna is only that the Haktara of the Tamid has to be first before any other carbon of that day. But a carbon of yesterday, on that, there's no such din. The Tamid has to be the first of the carbonis of that day. But if it's not a carbon from that day, it's Eivarim Uptarim Shloinis Achlu from a carbon of a previous day. On that, there's no such din. That could be what the Rosh means. That it's only on a carbon Sheyikrav Hayoim, only a carbon that its din is to be brought today, it's today's carbon. On that, the Tamid has to be first. But yesterday's carbon, you don't have that problem. Rav Beryl said you could learn, the Rosh means something else, that before Amud HaShachar, there's no problem in being Makriv Deivarim Uptarim because the Zman HaTamid didn't come yet. The whole Isser to be Makriv before the Tamid is only once the Zman HaTamid comes. This Svara is Mavur in Tosfos and Menachos Mem Tes Amud Beis, and also in the Ritva in Yuma Chav Tes Amud Aleph and Divra Maschol Loizu Belvad. So that could be what the Rosh means when he says that De'ein Bozeh Mishum Shlo Yiyah Dovar Koidim LeTamid Shel Shachar Dehainu Dafka BeKarbon SheYikrav Hayoim, he means Dafka Karbon that's brought by day. But these Eivarim Uptarim, you're burning them at night before the Zman HaTamid comes, it's no problem. I think the Lashon of the Rosh is more mashma the first way. His Lashon is Dehainu Dafka BeKarbon SheYikrav Hayoim, only a carbon that he brings today. According to the second shot, he should have said, "Da'inu dafkan bekarben sheyikrav bayoim." The Vilna Gaon, in his Bir to Tamid, at the beginning of the second parak, also brings the Mefarish, and he says, "Li nira de dafka bayoim, ein rashoin koidim letamid, aval balaylo shadayin eino izman atamid, pshita that shaper dami." So the Gaon argues, because of the second svara, that the problem is only bayoim, but before when it's laila, when it's not the Zman HaTamid, it's not a problem. What's the pshat in the Mefarish that he wasn't nicha with any of these svaris that the Rishonim are saying that either if it's a carbon of yesterday, it's not a problem, or if it's before the Zman HaTamid, it's not a problem? The Mefarish holds that these svaris, he's not geiris these svaris. What's the pshat? Zakrav Beryl, very geschmack. The lashon of the mefarish is de'ein shum davar yechaylin lahakter b'ma'arocha zu koydem evarei atamid. What does he mean when he says b'ma'arocha zu? Be'emes Rashi in Yuma Lamed Gimel Amud Beis in Dibur Amaschil minayin shaloye hey davar. Also, when he's going on that din minayin shaloye hey davar koydem letamid shal shachar. Zokt Rashi, minayin shaloy hey dover nitan al marocha gedoyla koydim leivorei atamid. Again, how do you know that nothing could be put on the marocha gedoyla before the leivorei atamid? He kvetches that the problem is on the marocha gedoyla. Rashi im psachim nun chesamid beis. Also, minayin shaloy hey dover niktar b'ma'arocha mishenercha shachris koydim letamid shal shachar. Rashi's busy with the Marocha. Rashi in Ksubis, Kufavam Midbeis,
Divra maschol ha'oila oila rishayna. Minayin shaloi heidobra koidem al hamarocha. L'tomit shal shachar. Tamuleymar v'orach aleo ha'oila.
Rashi keeps on kvetching the marocha, the marocha. Zokrav Beryl, very geschmack, that Rashi on Chav Zayin Amid Beis in Yuma, in Dibur HaMaschel, Havioimer Zetle, Zokt Rashi, Tomit Shal Shachar, his Kikcha HaKosuv Boy, L'mareches Eitzim Chadosha B'chol Boiker, Ve'eshal HaMizbeach Tukad Boy, Ve'ach Moikto Sidur HaMarocha Hikidetanyo L'kamon B'perek Gimel, Uvir Aleo HaKoyin Eitzim B'boiker, Varach Aleo Ha'oila, V'oma Mar Ha'oila Oila Rishoyna, Avoshar Karbonais Lehuzkeku Lechidush Ma'arocha.
Rashi's mavur that there's a din that the Talmid needs a Ma'arocha Chadosha. Masha'enkein other Karbonais Lehuzkeku Lechidush Ma'arocha.
Zokrav Beryl, the Yisoid Hadin, according to the Mefarish and according to the Rosh, is Chalukim Yisoid Dinam. Rashi saying that it's a din that the Tomid Shal Shachar needs a Marocha Chadasha. So therefore you can't be Makter a carbon, a different carbon before the Tomid, because then the Tomid is not being burnt on a Marocha Chadasha. So therefore, says Rashi, I don't care that the Ivarim Updarim are from yesterday's carbon. Who cares it's from yesterday's carbon? But Lemaisa, if you're going to burn the Eivarim Uptarim Shleinesachlu Miba'erev before the Tamid, so now the Tamid was not burnt on a Marocha Chadasha. However, the Rosh holds, it's not a din in the Marocha, it's a din in the Haktaras HaTamid, it's a din in the Karbon Tamid. The Karbon Tamid has to be the first Karbon that is burnt today. On that, you can say Svaris. Okay, maybe it's that's only Negea, the Karbonis of today. It's only, the Isser only starts once the Zman HaTamid comes. Masha'enkein Rashi, that's learning it's a din in the Marocha, that the Tamid needs a Marocha Chadasha, it has to be burnt on a Naya Marocha, an unused, fresh Marocha, so then all these Svaris are not Negea. That's what the Mefarish means when he says, De'ein shum davar yechaylin lahakter b'marocha zu, kaylim eivarei atamid. That's why he's kvetching this marocha. Because the problem is that this marocha that's used for the tamid has to be a fresh marocha for the tamid, so you can't burn anything on that marocha before the tamid. Lefi zeh, we have two biurim in what Taisus means in his first Mahalach, to answer the stira. We have the Pasuk by us of Milvadei Las HaBoiker. We also have a Pasuk of Orach Aleo Ha'ayla, Ha'ayla Ayla Rishayna. Why do you need two Pesukim Zaktaisis in the first Mahalach? Ha'ayla Ayla Rishayna is talking about Haktara. Like it's like the Pesukim over there are talking about Haktara, whereas Milvadei Las HaBoiker, it says Tasu Esel, it's going on the Asiyah Sadam, it's going on the Shechita. So what's the oimik of what Taisus means that it's a din in the Akhtara? We have two ways of understanding that. According to Rashi, the lumdis is, it's a din in the Akhtara that what? That the Marocha has to be a Marocha Chadasha for the Tamid. The Tamid has to be the first thing burnt on the Marocha. It's a din that the Tamid needs a Marocha Chadasha. Whereas according to the Rosh, it's not a din in the Marocha, but rather it's a din that the Tamid, the Haktaras HaTamid, has to be the first Haktara of the day. So, there's no problem if it's yesterday's carbon, that's one sad, or there's no problem if before the Zman HaTamid comes, it's only it has to be, once the Zman HaTamid comes, the Haktaras HaTamid has to be first. So, the Fi Rashi, we could forever the question that Rabbi Chanan asked. We mentioned earlier in the Shir that Rabbi Chanan asked, why do we need a new Pasuk to tell me that the Haktaras HaTamid has to be first? Typically, that from Milvadei Las HaBoiker, which although it's talking about the Asiyas Hadam, but from there we learned out to Kol HaTorah Kula,
that Tadir Vashenai Tadir Tadir Kaidim. So Haktara is Loi Gara than Kalatera Kula. So the Haktara Satam, it should be first, that's the din of Tadir Kaidim. Now, Lefi Rashi, Lefi the Mefarish, we have a Gvaldige Pshat. Zok the Mikdash David in Simon Tes, Ois Aleph, that what if you have a Varim Uptarim from yesterday's Tamid? Let's say the Tamid Shalbein Harvayim of yesterday, we have a Varim from that Tamid that were Loi Nesachnu Miba Erev. And now you want to burn them before they varei atamid. So it's just they're just as tamid, they're just as tadir as the tamid of today. It's from yesterday's tamid shalbeinu arbayim. So milvari lasabayka wouldn't have told me that you can't do that. Comes along the din of arach aleh ha'ilan says that the tamid needs to be burnt on a maracha chadasha. So you can't burn even the varei hatamid of yesterday's Tamid Shal Beinu Arbayim before the Tamid Shal Shachar, because the Tamid Shal Shachar needs a Maracha Chadasha. Beautiful Mahalach. Next Inyan. The second Mishnah says that Kol HaMekudosh Mechaveroi Koidem Es Chaveroi Dam HaChatos Koidem LeDam HaOilo Mepnei Shehu Meratze. So Rashi, Dam Chatos Koidem LeDam HaOilo Im Shnein Shchutin Vo'imdin Lizorek. If they're both geshachtin and ready to be spritzed, then we say that the dam chatos goes before the dam ha'ayla. So Rashi is tzarech bir, because l'chayra hu adin, if both of them are ready to be shechted, that you have to shecht the chatos first. So why does Rashi say that they're already both shechted, and the question is which zrika to do first? So you could learn that Rashi means lafuke, if the oila was shechted, lafuke, a case where the oila was already shechted and not the chatos. But he's not coming lafuke if they're both ready to be shechted. Avad, if they're both ready to be shechted, also the chatos would be first. But Rashi means, what if the oila was already shechted and the chatos wasn't? So once the oila is already shechted, then you just continue the avoidus of the oila. And once you finish the oila, then you go back to the chatos. But the recorkis in Tamidin and Musafin, Perek Tes, Halacha Vav, wants to say that what Rashi means is that if they would both be oimdin li shachet, then you would shecht the chatos and bring it completely. And you would even do the haktara of the chatos. And then afterwards you would shecht the oila. But only where they're already both shechted and they're oimdin li zarek, then you're just zarek the chatos first, but after, and then you're zarek the dam ha'oila, and after that you're makter the emure oila first because of kolil. That's what Rashi means. When do you have the din of the Mishnah that there's a split between the zrika and the haktara, that in the zrika the chatos is first, but then in the haktara the oila is first because it's kolil. That's only if they're already both shechted. So then you do the zrikas chatos first, then the zrikas ha'oila, then you do the haktaras ha'oila, and then the haktaras ha'chatos. But if they would both still be alive, zok the recorkis, then you would shecht the chatos first, and once you're, and you're zayrikid, and once you're in the middle of the avaydas ha'chatos already, then you finish it off, and you do the haktara also. And then you go back and you shecht the oila, and do all the avodas of the oila. However, the Tzayin Kadoshim on Daf Tzadi Omer Aleph, on Toisis, Dibur HaMaschil Chatos, argues on the Rikorkis and says, no, why should you be mezalzel in the oila? Once you finished the Zrikas HaChatos, so you already have the Ritzui, why should you be mezalzel in the oila and not now go do the oila? And this way you'll be able to do the Aktara Sa'ila first. And therefore he says, no, once you do the Zrika Sachatos, then you stop short and you go and you Shech the Oila. Aye, so why does Rashi say that they're both Shchutim? He says, Rashi's saying it L'Rabusa, that even though Shneim Oimdim Lizarek, still the Dam Chatos is first. And Kolshkein before the Shchita Shneim, that the Dam Chatos would be first. I'm not sure what he means, that it's a kolshkein, but aliba the shitas hatzayin kadoshim, you could say, like the mahalach that we mentioned earlier, that Rashi's coming lafukei a case where the oila was already shechted before the chatos, then you would continue and finish off the avodas oila, and then you would do the chatos. Like the Rambam said in Perek Tes, Halacha Gimel, Mehilchas Tmidin Umusafin, that even by Avar, Oishachach, Vishachat, Eshein Oitadir, Oyapach, Ispektusha Tchila, Makriva, Ivacharkach Sheikhid, Esatadir, Oyasamakudish. Even if a person was over, or he forgot, and he shechted the Ein Oitadir, or the Ein Oimakudish first, then you just finish it off. Rashi could even be talking about a case where the Oilo was shechted before the Dam Chatos even came on the scene. So over there, it's even more pashut that Avada, you finish off the Oila, and then you go do the Chatos. Next Inyan. The Mishnah says that Chatos Kaidemes La Asham, Mepnei Shadoma Nitan Ledalid Kronos Al Hayesoid. Zokt Rashi, Al Dalid Kronos, Va Asham Bez Matane Shehen Dalid, V'loi ala kronos. Rabbeinu was medayek to Lashon Rashi that there are two separate chumras that chatos has over asham. First of all, that asham is only beis matanei shein dalid, whereas the chatos has four. And plus, v'loi ala kronos, plus there's no din by asham that it has to be done on the keren. Mashen came by the chatos, there's a din kronos, there's an extra din. An extra din shows or gives more kedusha. Val hayesoid, sok rashi, shvicha shirayim, uva asham loy motzinu shenemru. Or the Saint Kadoshim's gear says, uva asham loy motzinu shenemar ba yesoid. Rashi was bothered that the pashtus of the Gemara on Daf Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph is that we learn out that all karbonis have a din of shvicha shirayim liyasoid. The Gemara says, minayin lechol hadomim shetunim matan dam liyasoid, tamud loymar v'dam zvachecha yishofech. Zokt Rashi, at the top of Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph, minayin shekol hadomim shal kol karbonis shetunim matan dam liyasoid, im nishar min hadam bekli lacher shezorak shtei matanoisav shetzorach l'shoifchei liyasoid, v'af al pishaloi nemar shvicha shirayim elo bechatos. On that we have a pasuk, dam zvachecha yishofech. Although the Torah in Parshas Vayikra only says mefurish the din of shvicha shirayim liyasoid by the chatos that's brought bechutz. But we have a drasha that tells me that all korbanos need shvicha shirayim liyasoid. The Rambam paskins like this in Hilchos Maisa Korbanos Perakei Alochavav, that when he's talking about an oila, asham, shlamim, zok the Rambam, ushiori adam, nishpachin al gag hayisoid hadroimi. So shailu, whether Bechor Meiser and Pesach also have it, the Rambam doesn't mention it over there, but for sure by asham, the Rambam says, klar, that it needs shvicha shirayim liyasoid. So what's the chumrah that the Mishnah is saying that chatos has over asham, that chatos has shvicha shirayim liyasoid and not asham? So Rashi says that uva asham loimotzinu shenemru, loimotzinu shenemar b'yasoid. It sounds like Rashi's saying that since it doesn't say yasoid by asham behedya, it's only learnt out from a drasha, so therefore chatos has a chumra over asham. Comes along the shita mekubetzes in Ice Bays and says, what's the difference? What's the difference if it's kosuv behedya or it's learnt out from a drasha, saif kol saif? They both have a din of shvicha shirayim liyasoid. Why is that considered a chumra that chatos has over asham? Comes along the Tosis Yomtif on the Mishnah, and he says, "Lekach tzarach libchayk de tana kachoshiv tzad ribui mashenemar beferish mi mashenilmad belimud ba'alma." Zok the Tosis Yomtif, it's a doichik, but you have to say that it's considered a chumra the fact that it says the din yisoid by asham by chatos beferish And by Asham, it's only learnt out from a drasha. Rabbi Kiva Eger, in the Tosfos Rabbi Kiva Eger on Mishnayos, he tzeichens tuta Rashi and Brachas Daf Chaf Aleph Amar Aleph Dibar Maschol She'enoi Ton, that also says this concept. Rabbi Chanan in Kuntres Divrei Seifrim in Simon Aleph Ois Yod Tes brings many sources where we find that something that's mefurish in the pasuk is considered more chomer than something that's only learnt out from one of the Yud Gimel Midah Shatera Nidreshes Bohen. Zokt Rabbi Chanan, the Svara is V'taymei Shal Dover Zeh Poshut Mi Svara, the Kivon Shon Uroyen Shatera Hericha B'Dover Zeh Yoyser Mechaveiroi. If the Torah was more Meirich about a certain thing, or the Torah was said something Beferish, and the other thing was only with the Drasha, Mistama Hu Chashav Yoyser. And he brings the Chazal of Omer Avacha that Rashi brings in Parshas Chayesara. Yofesi Chason Shal Avdei Avais Lefnei Amokim Yoyser Mitayroson Shal Banim Sharei Parshasai Shal Eliezer Eved Avram Nichpola Shtei Paamim Faharbe Migufei Torah Nei Nitnu Eler Bermiza. So he says, you see, Chazal are showing us that something that's more Choshev in front of Hashem, the Torah is more Meirich about it. And that's why he says that Isurim Drabonon, that were not said at all, Afilu Beremiza, just that we know them, Idivrei Chachomim, that that's the Rotsin Hashem Yisbarach, they're more Kal than things that are learnt out from Torah Shebal Peh. It's a step lower. That's the Poshep Shad in Rashi. The Mireimei Sada on Daf Nun Gimel Amid Beis wants to say that Rashi means something else. He wants to be mechadish that there's a basic yesaidistic achilik between chatos, where the Torah says the din shvicha shirayim beferish, and other karbonos where it's only learnt out from a drasha. He says by chatos there's a mitzvah to do shvicha shirayim. There's a mitzvah to leave over dam in order to be able to do shvicha shirayim. Whereas by other karbonos, the lashon Rashi on daf lamed zayin omed aleph is two times. Rashi says minayin shekol adamim shel kol karbonos shetunin matan dam liyosoid im nishar min hadam bekli laachar shezorak shtei matanoisav shetzorach l'shoifchay liyosoid. And again, Rashi and Dibra Maschel Nimed al Kol Adomim Shenishar Bohen Klum La'achar Ikers Rikoson Sheyishofei Chanishar Liyisoid. Rashi is meduyik that the din by other karbonis is only im nishar. If there's blood left over, so there's a din to do Shvicha Shiraim Liyisoid. But there's no din lechatchila that you have to leave over blood. If you want, you can just spritz the whole thing on the Mizbech and not leave anything over. If there's dam left over, there's a din of Shvicha Shirayim. Masha'en kein by Chatos, where the Torah said the din of Shvicha Shirayim, there's a mitzvah to leave over dam in order to do Shvicha Shirayim. And Rab Leib in Simon Chaf is Masber, the Chilik, very Gishmak, that Yesh Lachgar is the din Shvicha Shirayim. Is that a din in the carbon, that the carbon is toned Shvicha Shirayim? Or is it just a din in the Shiorei Adam? It's not a din in the carbon. It's a din that the dam, Hanishar, has a din to be Nishbach Liyasoid. Zokt Rab Leib, that depends whether the din Shvicha Shirayim is Kosov Behedya or not. If it's written Behedya, so then it's a din in the carbon. The carbon needs a Shvicha Shirayim. Mashenken, if it's not Kosov Behedya, so then the Torah is just telling me a din in the dam. The dam, Hanishar, has a din to be Nishbach Liyisoid. It's not a din in the Iker carbon. The carbon doesn't need Shvicha Shirayim. The dam, Hanishar, needs Shvicha Shirayim. This is another way that you could learn the Rashi. The Shita Mekubetzes himself says Mikayach is Kasha on Rashi, that really the Iker Chumrah of the Mishnah is just the din of the first Chumrah. The Lashon of the Shita is Mashma that the Chumrah is Taka the Kronos. He doesn't even mention the Dalid. Rashi's mashma. There's two chumras going on. That it's dalid and not just bey shehin dalid, and that it's kronos. The shita just speaks about the kronos, but that's the chumra. Yisoid is really not a chumra. So why did the Mishnah mention it? So he says a daichik that because the Mishnah's bavarning the same way you're telling me that chatos has a chumra over asham, that it has the matanis al akronis, but you might think that mitzad sheni asham has a chumra over chatos, that it has shvichashirayim, because it has a din shvichashirayim. So therefore the Mishnah says, no, don't, chatos also has a din shvichashirayim. So therefore, you don't have anything that asham has over chatos. Rav Beryl said, this is a doichik, because why would you even think that chatos doesn't have shvichas shirayim if that's where the Torah said it? The Brisker Rav in Chidushei Moran Riz HaLevi in Perk Hey Halacha Tes Mehilchas Maisei HaKorbonis in Dibra Maschel HaToisvis and Vihine, he wants to say a Mechudesh Dike Pshat in the Mishnah based on a Yisoid which he brings out from the Rambam in Per Shamishnayis in Per Kochei Kochim. The Rambam is explaining why is it that the Oila, it's Matan Dam, is Lamata. Zok the Rambam, it's Lefisha Ha'oila Miucheses Li Yisoid, Va Yisoid Betachtis HaMizbeach. The Rambam is saying, you know why Oila is Matan Dam Lamata? It's because Oila is Miucheses Li Yisoid, and the Yisoid is Betachtis HaMizbeach. The Brisker Rav learns up that what the Rambam is teaching us is that the Yisoid HaDin of Mechitza L'Domim, that up till is the Pshat, that up till Chatzi HaMizbeach is called Mokim Yisoid. And from the Chatzi HaMizbeach Ulamayla is Bechlal Mokim Kronos. And that's what it means when we have the Mechitza L'Domim that's mentioned throughout the Mesechta, is that there's a Mokim Yisoid and Mokim Kronos. And that's what the Gemara means when it says that Mokim Oilo is Mokim Shirayim. Because Nichlal in the Yisoid Adin of Mechitzo L'Domim is that up till Chatzi HaMizbeach is Bechlal Yisoid. And that's the Iker Din of the Mokim Oilo. And that's what the Rama means, that in the Din Yisoid that it says by Oilo, licked in that a Din that it spritz Lamata. Because Lamata, this bottom half of the Mizbeach, is Mokim Yisoid. The Yisoid extends. The Mokim Yisoid extends up till Chatzi HaMizbeach. Zok de Biskirov, that's what the Mishnah means when it says Chatos Kedemes L'Osham Mipnei Shadoma Nitan L'Dalit Kronos Val HaYisoid. Rashi learns that it's two separate Chumris. There's one that Chatos needs Arba Kronos, and Osham just needs Matan Soviv. And second of all, that by Chatos it says in the Pasuk Yisoid Lehedya, and by Osham it doesn't say Yisoid Lehedya. Right? And on that, the Shita's asking, what's my nafkamina, if it's written Lehedya or not? So, Seif Kol Seif, they both need Yisoid. Zok de Briskerov, that according to what he's saying, that the Iker Din Mechitza L'Domim means that there's a Mokim Yisoid and Mokim Kronos. So you can say the Mishnah means just one Chumra, that Chatos has in it two things. It has Sai Adin of Matan Kronos and Sai Matan Yisoid. Mashenkein B'Osham, which it's Din Zrika's Lamata, it only has Matan Yisoid. Because Sai the Zrika and Sai the Shirayim, both of them, their Din is totally in the Yisoid. Lefi what the Brisker Rav is saying, that something that it's din zrikas lamatos because the it's din zrikas miucheses li yisoid, it's din zrikas to be done on the makim yisoid. So anything that it's din is to be nizrak lamata, really it's zrika and it's din shvichas shirayim is all one din that's miucheses li yisoid. Mashenkin the chatos that has a din of Matan Kronos Lemaila, and besides for that, it also has a din Shvichas Shirayim Li Yisoid. So it has two dinim. It has one din of lemaila in the makim kronos, another din of lemata in makim yisaid. But Asham only has one din, that side is rika and side the shvicha shirayim is all just one din of yisaid. Next inyan. The Gemara on Peites Amid Beis clares, Ibayiluhu, Dam Chatos, Ve'evare Oila, Eze Mehen Koidem. Dam Chatos Koidem, Mepnesha Meratza, Oidilma Evare Oila Koidmin, Mepnesha Hein Kolula Ishim. So what comes first? If you have Dam Chatos and Evare Oila, does the Dam Chatos come first because it's Meratza? Or do the Evare Oila go first because they are Kolula Ishim? So Rav Beryl clared a shayla. What's going to be the din if you have dam oila of one carbon oila and a vare oila from a different carbon oila, and they're both in front of you? What do you do first? So mitzad echad, you can say that since the dam oila doesn't have the chumra of meratza, so, and the Evare Oila have the Chumra of Kala Le'ishim, so Avada, you do the Evare Oila first. On the other hand, he said, that since you see that within the same carbon Oila itself, within one Oila, the Dam goes before the Evarim, so you see that when it comes to an Oila, you don't say that the Evarim go before the Dam. So Ebazai, who identifies two different Oilas, it wasn't said this din kedima by an oila that the evarim go before the dam. Now, I don't understand what Rav Beryl meant when he brought a raya from one oila to two oilas. Because by one oila, the reason why the dam goes before the evarim is pashit. Because the Mishnah says on Daf Mem Gimel Amud Aleph that the dam is what's matir, the basar lamizbeach. Rashi says, because it says, v'zarku v'hadar v'archu. There's a din that the dam is what's matir, the basar lamizbeach. So of course, when it comes to one oila itself, the dam goes before the evarim, because that's the seder ha'akrava. The seder ha'akrava is that the dam goes before the evarim, because the dam is a matir on the basar, to be able to be makriv, to be makter the basar on the mizbeach, you need the zrika. But that wouldn't be a raya to two different oilas. When it comes to two different oilas, and the question is, should I be zerik the dam of this oila, or should I be makter the evarim of that oila? Avada, you should be makter the evarim of the second oila first, because the whole suffix of our Gemara is only because dam chatos is meratza, so it has a svara over the Evare Oila. But when it comes to Dam Oila, which doesn't have that Maila of Meratza, Avada, it's Pashit, that the Evare Oila of the second Oila should go before the Dam of this Oila. Next Inyan. The Gemara has three Shailas over here on Amud Beis. The first Shaila is about Dam Chatos and Evare Oila. Which one comes first? Do you say the Dam Chatos is first because it's Meratza? Or do you say the Evare Oila are Kaidrim B'nei Mabdei Shein Kolo Le'ishim? The Gemara is not Peshit that Shaila. The Gemara has a second Shaila by Dam Oila and a Murei Chatos. Which one comes first? Do you say Dam Oila is Kaidrim Dekasi Mikayach Kolil? Oy Dilma Emurei Chatos Kaidrim Dekasi Mikayach Mechaper? Again, the Gemara is not Peshit the Shaila. And the third shayla is Dam Oila v'Dam Asham Ezem Hen Kaidem. Dam Oila Kaidem Dekasi Mekach Kalil Adoma Dam Asham Kaidem De Mechaper. All these three shaylas the Gemara is not Peshit. The Rambam in Perek Tes Halacha Hey Mehilchus Pindin Umusafin says on all these three shaylas that Dam Chatos Veivore Oila Eze Sheyir Tzayaktim. V'chein dam oila v'emurei chatos, oi dam oila v'dam osham, eze sheyirtze yaktim. Because all these three shaylas, the Gemara is not paishit, so the Rambam says, you could do what you want. Now, in the third shayla of dam oila v'dam osham, that the Gemara is clearing, do you say dam oila is kaidim dekasi mikayach kolil, or maybe dam osham is kaidim demechaper, the Rikorkis is bothered that, what's the Shaila? We know that Dam Chatos and Dam Oila, Dam Chatos goes first because it's Meratze. So now, if Dam Osham is Mechaper, so that means it's Meratze. If it's Meratze, so why should it be different than Dam Chatos and Dam Oila? Zok the Rikorkis, that since Chatos has an additional mile over Oila, that it's Dama Nitan on the Dalet Kronos, whereas Oila only has Shtei Matonai Shehen Arba. So therefore, that's why by Chatos it was Poshit that Chatos goes before Oila. Mashen Kein Osham, which also is only Bei Shehen Dalet, like an Oila. So therefore, the Gemara had a Shaila. It bothers me that Lemaisa Vushtetos in the Gemara. The Gemara said that the Maila that Chatos has over Oila is that it's Meratze. According to the Rikorkis, there's an Iker point that's missing from the Gemara. It's not just Meratze, it's also the fact that it's Dalet Matonis, Al Dalet Kronis, and Oila is Beishahin Dalet. The Gemara's Mashma that it's just the Svar of Meratze alone. The Radvaz over there in Perek Tes, Halacha Hey, wants to say a different pshat to be mechalik between Chatos and Osham. He says that Chatos is Meratze on Chayve Krisus. Masha'enkeina Osham is not like a Chatos because it's not mechaper on Chayve Krisus. And it's Meduyik Hetiv, like the Mahalach of the Radvaz in Rashi in the Mishnah. Because Rashi says that Dam Chatos goes before Dam Oila because it's Shehu Meratze. So Rashi, Mechaper al Chayve Krisus Hatzorich Ritzui Godel. Why is Rashi kvetching the fact that it's Mechaper on Chayve Krisus? So you could learn that Rashi just means that to Bavorn that I, Oila, is also Mechaper on an Asay and Lav Shanitik Lasay, like the Gemara says in Yuma Lamed Vava Med Aleph. So Rashi, yeah, but Chatos is better because it's Meratze a Ritzui Gadol of Chayve Krisus. But Lefi Zeh, Lefi the Radvaz, we could say that Rashi's bavarning something else. Rashi's bavarning this Kasha, that why is the Gemara on Omid Beis clearing whether Dam Oilo or Dam Osham, which one's first? Do you say Dam Oila is first, the Kasi Mikayach Kalil, or Dam Osham is first because it's Mechaper? Of course Osham should be first. We said in the Mishnah that Meratze is a Chumra over Oila. So Rashi, no, the Meratze of the Mishnah is that it's Meratze, the Ritzui Godoil of Chayvek, that's Mechaper on Chayvek Krisus. Mashenke no Osham, that's not Mechaper on Chayvek Krisus. That the Gemara is clearing if it goes before Dam Oilam. Both Pshatim and Rashi on Amud Aleph can be found in the Shiurim of Rabbeinu Meshulam David Halevi Shlita.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Myra McClaymus on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.